מסכת בבא בתרא פרק ה' משנה י' הסיטון מקנח מדי סבכה לשלושים יום. A seton is a wholesaler, and he sells to storekeepers yayin and shemen. He has to clean out his measuring cups once every 30 days, as yayin or shemen tends to congeal at the bottom of the measuring cup, and he might end up cheating the buyers. Ubal habayis achas l'shneim asar chodesh. A bal habayis is a supplier. He supplies the wholesalers with yayin and shemen. He only has to clean out his measuring cups once a year, as he does not sell as frequently as a seton, so therefore he doesn't have to clean it out as often. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer chilas hadvarim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says the opposite is true. A bal habayis who sells less frequently must clean out his measuring cups once a month, while a seton who sells more frequently only has to clean it out once a year. The reason being is that a seton who sells frequently, the yayin or shemen doesn't have a chance to congeal. As opposed to bal habayis who sells less frequently, it has more of a chance to congeal, so therefore he has to clean it out once a month. Chembeni mekaneach midoisov hamayim b'shabbos. A chembeni, a storekeeper, who sells very, very frequently, he has to clean out his measuring cups twice a week. Now, even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who said that a seton who sells frequently only has to clean it out once a year, he admits that a chembeni has to clean it out twice a week. The reason being is that we saw in Mishnechet that when a chembeni pours shemen or yayin into the kli of the lokeach, he does not have to drip out three drips of yayin or shemen after the yayin or shemen is spilled out. So therefore, there's a lot of yayin or shemen stuck to his measuring cup, and therefore he has to clean it out very frequently. Umemachem mishkoloiso pam achas b'shabbos. A chembeni has to clean off his stones that he uses to measure liquids once a week. Umekaneach muznayim alkom mishko umishko. And he also has to clean off his scales every time he uses it. As a scale, since it's not flat, a lot of stuff tends to gather up there, so therefore, every time he uses it, he must clean it off so he does not cheat his buyers. Hey, Mishnah Yidal. Amar Amin Shimon Gamliel. Amedvar Mamurim Belach. Avo Biyabesh Enotar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that which we saw in the previous Mishnah, that a mocher must clean out his measuring cup and his scales every so often, that's only if he is selling liquids. If liquids tend to congeal, and therefore he must clean off the scale so he doesn't cheat the buyers. But if he is selling dry goods, then there is no need to clean off the scales. B'chayiv l'achria l'teva. When you are weighing produce for the lokeach, you must tip the scales one teva, one hand breadth. As we learn out from a pasuk, that when you measure something out for a buyer, you must give the buyer a little extra. And in some places, the minhag was to give him a little extra by tipping the scales, and the Mishnah tells us that the amount to tip the scales is one teva. Now, this is only if you are selling a fairly large amount, which is a litra, which is the amount of a loaf. But if you are selling less than that, you are not mechuyev to tip the scales. Hayashoko lo ayin ba'ayin. If you are weighing it out for him evenly, that you are not tipping the scales, as it is in a place where the minhag is not to tip the scales, nosen lo gerima. So instead, you should give the lokeach a little bit extra. And the Mishnah goes on to tell us how much extra you should give. Echad la'asara balach. The Gemara says it should read echad la'asara la'asara. 1/100 extra you should give the lokeach if you are selling him liquids. Ve'echad la'esrim bayavish. This should read echad la'esrim la'esrim. And if you are selling dry goods, you should give the lokeach an extra 1/400. Makom shenagu lamoid bedaka lo yamoid begasa. In a place where the minhag is to measure out for the lokeach in small increments, not to measure the whole thing out at once, then you should not change the minhag and measure it out all at once. The reason being is that if you measure everything at once, the lokeach tends to lose out in this way, because each time you measure it, you have to tip the scale, and the more time you measure it, the more the lokeach will tend to gain out. If the minhag is that everything is measured out in one shot, that you don't measure it in small increments, then you should not change the minhag to measure it out in smaller increments, as the mocher will tend to lose if you measure it more frequently, since you tip the scale each time. So therefore, you should keep things the way the minhag is. Limchok lo yigdosh, ligdosh lo yimchok. In a place where the minhag is, that when you measure produce after the lokeach in a kli, that the produce is not heaped, then you should not chain the minhag and heap the produce, even if the lokeach wants to pay extra, as it's much easier to cheat each other when you are not doing things as the minhag is. And therefore, the opposite is also true if the minhag is, when you measure out produce for the lokeach and a kli, that the produce is heaped, you shouldn't change the minhag and measure it out evenly, even if the mocher agrees to sell it for less than the usual price. Again, for the same reason, is that when you sell things differently than the minhag is, it's easier to cheat each other.